Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And I know most of you are used to hearing my audience clap when they go, yay! Woo, 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 yay! But we lost the track. So we can't have them clap tonight. But I know if they were clapping, they would be happy to be here on Friday, January the 23rd. It is 2015, and I almost said 2016, 2017. I better put my glasses on right. And I want you to have a happy and safe Friday to everyone. And I do mean everyone out there. I want you to be careful. They're going to have some storms. They're going to be really bad, especially in Massachusetts. And I have a lot of great fans in the area of Massachusetts, so I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, yay! And 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. in Arizona. Actually, we got a lot of new listeners in Arizona. This segment is sponsored by Mind Influence Attitude, Inc. It's a nonprofit organization in Chicago, Illinois, and their slogan, working for the betterment of the community and its people. And you know, when I was watching Nelson Mandela's movie, I thought about them. I am Nelson Mandela, and we shall fight for the people, and we shall never surrender. That was Winston Churchill that said never surrender, but anyway, I like Nelson Mandela. I don't know. And the show is brought to you with financial help and support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support, you can go to my website by going to www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button, and you can support my show and make your support known. We have a great lineup show for you tonight. If you want to reach me, you can always listen to the show or dial in at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or Don, D-O-N-S, dot McClure at AOL.com or Don S. McClure at DSM Publications, where you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books. Now, we have reached 35,120 listeners. And if anybody ever asked me, did I ever think 35,000 people would be listening to me on a Friday night, every Friday, I would tell you, heck, heck, heck to the no. But you know what? I feel just like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Nelson Mandela and all our great leaders. Because you know what? To get 35,000 people, that's a heck of a lot of people. I'm competing with T.D. Jakes. And I like TD. He's a pretty good guy. So we'll start the show off with a bang. And to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, relatives. So let's get a few shouts out. And of course, before we start our show, I got to send a shout out to the many new listeners in Arizona. Seriously, I mean, Arizona's on fire. And Ohio. We are picking up more and more listeners in the state of Ohio. So we're just growing all across the country. Tonight, I want you to write down the words of wisdom that I write every week on my Facebook. We've now included that in my show. The words of wisdom for tonight are, never become confused between spiritual guidance and religious fervor. They are truly not one and the same. And that's going to be in a book that I'm writing called Inspirations. Our featured film for tonight is Blood and Sand, the story of a bullfighter, Juan Galero, falls for the socialite, Donna Soul, turning from the faithful Carmen, who loves him dearly, but who nevertheless stands by her man as he continues to face real danger in the bull ring. And it was written by a really great writer. So the reason why we bring up those films, everybody's always talking about philosophies and how to get somewhere, and especially for you writers, I always tell you that if you go back and actually listen and watch some of the films that people play, you will be amazed at the talent and the storylines that these people come up with. Juan is a very poor person, but he gets in the bull ring, becomes a top matador. And I mean, he's cutting up in there, but he falls for this socialite girl, leaves his little girlfriend that's poor, but she still loves him anyway. And they stay together and something happens, and I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but it's a great story. But let's get ready to start our show. My producer name is Jay Spirit, because people keep asking me, Don, do you really have a producer? I say, yeah, crazy as heck, but it's Jay Spirit. So I want you to say, yay, Jay Spirit. And he's looking at me like, Don, you just don't have good sense. We're going to start the show off for the Women's Liberation Movement and talking about your moral compass and judgment. And so I want you to think about this, because you know what? You women out there that's got the jobs, taking care of the homes, and all this stuff, your moral judgment and compass is great because you work hard for the money. So we're going to play Donna Summers.
Oh,
worked hard for the money. Don worked so hard for... Oh, okay. I work hard for the money. I don't know what she's talking about. But I work hard for the money. Ooh, Lord, I like that song. When I was playing it the other day, we were in the studio listening to some tracks, right? And my producer said, Don, do you put your name in everything? And I said, yep. And my mother used to say that. She said, Don, why every song you sing about you? And I said, man. So when I used to sing that song, instead, he works hard for the money. I Don work hard. He works so hard for the money. Oh, man, I like that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. You can reach me at 347-633-9376. And my board is lit up with blue lights. That means working hard for the money. Man, I like that song. When you're driving in your car, you ever drove real fast and your car's zipping down the road and you hear a song? Man, when I was playing that song a long time ago, I'd be speeding. Da, 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 da. Okay, all right. Anyway, the word tonight is your moral compass and judgment. What is your moral compass and judgment? That's what the show is about tonight. We arrive at one of the most important guiding process points in your life. Your moral compass, it incorporates your feelings and your decisions, and they are guided by this. It generates your feelings when a decision is about to be made about what you should do, how you should feel, and what steps. Of a system of behavior in regards to standards of right or wrong. The word carries the concepts of moral standards with regards to behavior, moral responsibility, referring to our conscience, and a moral identity, or one who is capable of right or wrong actions. When we look up these words, I got to tell you this note, there is a website called dictionary.com that I have on my computer. And if you go there and get dictionary.com, every day it will send you a word out of the dictionary. And it's probably going to be a lot of words you never thought about or you never read or you couldn't figure out the meaning of. And I really like that because it broadens your horizon. I remember watching Malcolm X, and when he was in prison, he studied the dictionary. So a lot of times when you hear words being used, don't always apply the standard meaning. Your moral compass. I want you to think about that tonight because that's what we're talking about. Again, your moral compass and your moral value. Those are going to be the things you look at, or as we call it, your moral judgment, which means that when you get ready to make a decision, you want to weigh whether or not morally it's going to be beneficial to your emotions. Sometimes we do stuff that's just not morally correct, or we get involved in relationships that aren't morally correct. And it doesn't always mean by what the church says. That's why I told you again. Think about that saying I told you. Don't get caught up in religious fervor. Know the difference. But anyway, we're talking about that tonight. One of the other films that we want to talk about is The Northwest Passage. One, it's dealing with Rogers Rangers, starring Spencer Tracy, Robert Young, Ruth Hussey, Walter Brennan, and Nat Pendleton. Now, the reason why we mentioned that movie, they deal with a lot of moral consciousness, and they also deal with moral judgment situations, whether they're good, bad, indifferent. You really need to see these old movies. It was directed by King Vidor. It's a heck of a movie. And just look at not so much the action and stuff, because it has a lot of action in it. But look at the storyline and listen to the words in that, and you'll find that they have a lot of great things that you should be thinking about today. So again, we're talking about your moral compass. We're also talking about your moral judgment. And we're going to play a track that's talking a lot about moral judgment. It's my main man. And I used to sing in background with him, Al Green. I did. If you listen real close, you'll hear me singing, dum, 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 dum. That was me in the background.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong make you do right.
Yeah.
Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Man, did you know I did a talent show and I pretended to be Al Green. Wait a minute. Love is. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And my producer just gave me a compliment. He said, Don, the one thing I say about you, you like some music. Love is. Wait a minute. Talking to Guy Elmer. I like that boy. Woo! I know you ladies like some Al Green. See, that's what I'm talking about, moral compass. When your moral compass kicks in, you don't even care if you don't go to work. He said, you come on, wear it. You don't even want to go nowhere. You just want to really be in love with your mind. I didn't say man. I said your mind. Oh, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about your moral compass and judgment. You can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's the number to dial. I just got an email in from my priest. He said, you need to get some moral judgment and get the confession. I say, love is, wait a minute. Oh, man, I'm having a ball on my show. And, yes, I am drinking some red tea that you can get on my website. It's the best red tea in the world. It comes from, and this is for real, it comes from South Africa. It's really good. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and tonight we're talking about your moral compass and judgment. Morality speaks of a system of behavior in regards to standards of right or wrong behavior. The word carries the concepts of moral standards with regards to behavior, moral responsibility, referring to our conscious mind, and number three, a moral identity or one who is capable of right or wrong action. So I want you to think about these things as we talk about it. I always tell you to write the words down, go look them up yourself, and figure out what they mean to you. It's really important. The time is 7:24. We are moving along zickety split or lickety whatever it is, click, or, you know, sometimes they come up with a lot of crazy saying. I'm going to tell you this, and I got to play another track. Did you know I thought on the internet, LOL, when I first got on the internet, I thought it was Lord, oh Lord. So I was praying one day in the church, and my priest said, what are you saying? I said, LOL, LOL. And he said, Don, that's laugh out loud. What you doing laughing in the confession booth? And I said, oh, man. So they put me out of there. He said, you'd had too much. Get out. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and that was a true story. I kid you not. It was at St. Catherine's. Heck, they shouldn't have put me out. I was only saying, Lord, oh, Lord. What the heck? Anyway, we got a track that we're going to play, and it's talking about moral compass and judgment. And she wants her man to realize no matter how far she goes off, whatever she does, building her career, he is on her mind. It's back one of what we call the doo-wop days. We know you young people don't know nothing about the doo-wops. But I want you to listen to this track and sing this to your man. Now, sing this to your husband, your boyfriend, your two boyfriends, whatever you got. Just tell him you really, really, really want him to understand that you are dedicated to the one you love. And my maid better sing this song to me. Mr. McClure, will you far away from me? You better pay me.
This is dedicated to the one I love. Why? Before dawn.
is it dedicated? I like that. I like that track. All my neighbors came over to the studio. They wise over here talking about, this is dedicated. Oh, man. I had to run upstairs and close the door. It was people outside. This is dedicated. I like that, man. So next time you ladies talk to your man, ask him to pray for you. Just tell him, hey, you pray for him at night. You want him to be straight. Exactly like I wanted to be. I could be satisfied knowing you love me. That's pretty good. I like that. See, that's the kind of songs I'm talking about. That's that moral compass and judgment. It wasn't a guy. She was saying, listen, even though I'm far away in the long distance or whatever it is, you my baby, baby. That's your moral compass and your judgment. So when you find something good, try to keep a hold of it. Think about your moral compass. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and some, my producer say, Don, you went back on that one. Woo! I like when they sing like that. That was pretty cool. Tonight, we're having a great ball. It is 7:29. My time is flying by. So, again, we're talking about your moral compass and judgment. Now, sometimes you don't get it right. Remember where it says right or wrong behavior. So I want you to think about that while you're listening to this next track, because he's telling his girlfriend she's just not right. She just has poor and bad moral compass and bad judgment. But he'll take her back if she'll just do right. I don't know why he wants her back, though, after this song, because, man, he was, like, talking about her really bad. My producer says, Don, would you just play the dirt song? All right, okay, all right. J.B. Spirit told me to play the song.
You said I
to you. You do me right. Man, I was crying on that song. I know a girl like that. I gave her the sun. She said it was too bright. I gave her the rain. She said it was too wet. That man said that. He's not trying to compromise. You say that ain't good enough. He said, I gave you a diamond. She threw it away. Dang. He said, well, until she do right. I don't think that girl ever going to do right. Her moral compass and her judgment is real bad. Man, I'm sorry, ladies, but that's a, oh, that sister there. He said, that man said, until you do me right. I don't want to hear your name. Don't call my cell phone when I see your picture. I'm disconnecting it. Oh, man. Dude, that was something else. My producer's wife looked at me and said, dang, dog. I mean, think about that, ladies. He said he gave her the sun. It was too bright. He ran down the streets. He said it wasn't fast enough. Man, she got some bad moral compass, boy, and some bad judgment. But think about that. He said he'd take her back till she do right. I don't know what the heck he saw in her, man. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I got tears in my eyes. I feel for that brother there. You can call me at 347-633-9376. That's the number to call in. We are talking about your moral compass and judgment. And did you really want to do the brother like that? That was really mean. That was real mean, man. So anyway, we're having a ball tonight. It is 7:36, and I am finding some dusty tracks that I really like and play. And again, we talked about two words, and now we're talking about the common synonyms, including ethics, principles, virtue, and goodness. Morality has become a complicated issue in the multicultural world we live in today. Our conscience, our society, our ultimate destiny will depend on our moral compass. Now, that's what the dictionary says. And a lot of people don't think about that. They think, well, hey, what does my moral compass have to do with my attitude? It's got a lot. It will guide you to treat a person right. It will guide you to the highest of heights in whatever career you're going after. That's why I tell you, go look at the movie Northwest Passage. It's an old movie by King Vidor. I know you never heard of him. He's a producer. But to see the way that the movie is written and how this young man wants to be a painter and the girl that he's dating, her father says, heck to the no. He said the most painters are just drunkards. They don't do anything. So that's how they felt about the arts back then. And her father was a member of the clergy. But she loved him anyway, and she started promoting him and saying, hey, I don't care what you say, Dad. I think this is going to be a good guy, and I'm going to stick with him. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number's 347-633-9376. I got to play a couple of quick PSAs, and when I come back, I want you to think what your moral compass is. You don't have to tell me, but just think about what your moral compass is. And consider this. Our conscience, our society, our ultimate destiny will depend on our moral compass. So, like that young lady, I mean, she created that bad relationship. So now he don't even want to talk to her. But I want you to think about that while you listen to these quick PSAs, because I've got to play them, and I'm going to be working with the Girls and Boys Club, or the Boys and Girls Club.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida.
Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
And that is because I believe in supporting Go Red for Women. I want you women to live forever. I mean, ever and ever and ever. Don't ever go away. So I want you to take care of your heart. That's really important. I want you to go red for women. And I'll go red. Actually, I drink red wine every night now, and it's been pretty good. I'm knocked out when I go to sleep, snoring, slob running down my face. I'm just kidding. But I do drink a glass of red wine. But it's supposed to be good for your blood. Oh, man. My producer said, nah. Okay, all right. Well, I do drink wine at night. He said, nah, you crazy. But he loves being with me. And my maid, she's from Puerto Rico. I love the way she talks to me. Mr. McClure, you need to do right. Don't drink so much wine. I said, okay, well, I thought you was from California. So don't they have wineries out there? And matter of fact, I'm going to California. And I'm going to shake my tutu off while I'm out there. I might even get banned. Who knows? You never know. I got these blue jeans with a big hole in my knee. And the hole is getting so big, a lady in the post office said, Dot, you don't have half a leg on it. I said, okay, all right. I thought I was fashionable. But actually, I tore my jeans. My producer said, Don, why are you telling that story? I don't know. It's for real. You're listening to my show. It is 7:42. And have you thought about your moral compass, how it actually affects your destiny, whether you want a good job or whatever it is? A lot of times when you don't have a strong moral compass, it's why a lot of you don't go to work every day and don't show up. Your moral compass is bad. It's not always about explorers. It's not always about that little metal thing in your hand that goes all the way to the Northwest Passage or goes due north. It's really about your judgment, that little body, that little mind, that little something inside of you that helps you to decide on right or wrong. But the ultimate is your own decision. And you got to be able to make some good decisions if you want to do right. So don't be like that girl saying the sun's not bright enough or you didn't bring me enough rain or whatever. We're going to play this track by my girl Shanice. And again, we're talking about your moral judgment and your compass, the compass that's inside of you that's going to make you feel really good.
I'm so grateful to have a man like you. Come on.
got a heck of a gauge on her. She knows her moral compass. She said, it's something about the way you love me. I go crazy. I run out the Capitol. I run from down the street. I'm in love. I like that girl there. That's Shanice. Something about the way Don loves me. I just had to stick my name in there. I do that all the time. Man, when my mother was alive, she would be in the kitchen, and I'd be singing a song. She said, Don, your name is not in that song. I'd say, yes, it is, Mother. Mother, it is. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And yes, I love me some of my mommy. Me and my mom were close. Man, I miss her. That was my bud, my coon boon. Is that what they say? Boon Cooney or Cooney Booney or I always say Sweetie Petey, but she wasn't around when that was made up. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We are talking about your moral compass and judgment. What judgments are you making day to day? I was watching the Nelson Mandela movie, and I like what Winnie Mandela said. She was talking to Nelson, had just met him, said she had checked him out. They were standing in the little grass kissing, and she told him that she lost her sister at 7, and she learned then to stop thinking about futuristic things in a sense and go with what's happening right now, and that you have control of this minute. So I want you to think about the joy you're having and take your moral compass and say, you know what? I am the greatest in the world. I'm the greatest ever born. I'm the greatest that's ever going to be, and I'm going to be all that I can be. Your moral compass is supposed to lead you to greater heights. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're thinking about, toss it to the side, go rent the movie Northwest Passage, and watch how these men deal with a lot of turmoil, but they make it through. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We're asking you to decide on what your moral conscience is and your moral compass. And the word morality has become a complicated issue in the multicultural world we live in today. Our conscience, our society, and our ultimate destiny will depend upon our moral compass. And not those little Chinese sayings and the little Chinese cookies. Your actual moral compass. Oh, man, I kind of like that. It is 7:49, 10 minutes to 8. We don't have long to go. And you know what? I'm going to play my man again. I used to sing background for him, too. And I know you don't believe me, but I used to be in the studio after he left, though. I mean, I broke in the studios. It's probably why I got arrested for breaking and entering. But I actually sang on the background tracks. I took the song and re-recorded it. And I know you don't believe that.
All right with me.
times are good or bad or happy. Oh, man, I like that track. Now, you know what? The next time you play that song, before they arrested me in the studio, you're going to hear the guy say, baby. I dropped that in, and Al Green said, where did that come from on the track? I didn't have it on there. And the guy said, I think that's Don McClure we arrested. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I just had to tell that story. I don't know why. I thought that was really, it was cute. Oh, I know I tell some corny jokes. I don't care. Oh, man, I'm having a ball tonight, and I'm drinking my red tea out of my red cup. And that's his moral compass. He was like, look, let's stay together, good, bad, happy, sad. It's not about his money. It's not about the car he drives. It's not about the building he lives in. He's like, let's just stay together because I love you. I didn't say I love you. I love you. I love you, babe. That's Brother Al. And actually, I did sing in the background on some tracks on the remix. I know you don't believe me, but I'm telling the truth. It is 7:53, 3 minutes to 8 o'clock, and we'll have 30 more minutes of my foolishness on the radio, and I've enjoyed it. But I want you to think about your moral compass. I want you to get that part together, because Nelson Mandela and all the great leaders, when they made decisions, it was based on their moral compass. So when you see the movie Selma that we recommended, when you see the movie called Northwest Passage, that I promise I want you to see book one starring Spencer Tracy, and definitely I want you to see Blood and Sand with Tyrone Power. Nice looking man. But I want you to look at the storyline in that movie. And I know you say, well, that's really old, old, old. But you know what? Some of that old school stuff just might teach you something. And you may change the way you see life. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We are being sponsored tonight by MIA, which is Mind Influence Attitude, Inc. They're in Chicago on the South Side, a nonprofit organization that wants to make a better life for their community and the communities around them, because they know everything starts in the mind. So I want you to think about that. Look them up online. Their website is www.MindInfluenceAttitudeInc. And if you can, make a little donation to them. If you can't, give them the best that you could do. But in other words, think about that. Mind influence attitude. The mind shapes how you feel.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And I told you this story, right, when I was in the store, and a little boy asked me, is that a lumens? I said, get out of my face. I'm a pretty smart guy. And I hope your name's not Timmy. And I'm just kidding. But I want you to check out some lumens light bulbs, because they will help reduce your light bill. And I like when he says that. You're a pretty smart guy, Grandpa. You're pretty bright yourself, Timmy. I like that. I go crazy when I hear that one. It's like a song in my ear. Actually, when I go to sleep, I hear that. You're a pretty bright guy, Donnie. Well, thank you, grandchildren. Oh, man, that's that red tea I've been drinking. And do you know I drink red wine? Oh, I think I told you that already. Okay, anyway, we're talking about your moral compass, and we're talking about your judgment. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes, and it's not the end of the world. It is just not the end of the world. It's just a mistake. That's why next week I'm going to play the song. That's what they put erasers on pencils for. I want you to stop beating up on yourself about what somebody said and what somebody did to you back in 1904 and what your cousin didn't do for you and what your ex-boyfriend and all this turmoil. Throw that stuff out the window and just start thinking about, you know what? You have a great moral compass, and even when you make mistakes, you still got a good moral compass, and you're going to go on to do some great things. I got a track that I'm going to play called Do You Still Love Me? By Melissa Morgan, and she's weighing her moral compass. And again, maybe she needs to get some light bulbs. I don't know.
Take a minute.
So, check this out, right? When I was in junior high school, I used to date this cheerleader girl, and she had quit me, and I was singing that song on the loudspeaker. Do you still love me? Do you? And my brother and all that was in the background. Do you still love me? Man, I was crying up a storm. Oh, man, that was that puppy love. My moral compass was all screwed up. Oh, man, I was singing away, too, in the school, in the auditorium, in the gymnasium. I'm just telling a story. But I like that song. She said, do you still love me like you used to? She was telling him, get your moral compass together. Oh, man. And I could imagine me singing that song in junior high. Do you still love me? Do you? Oh, man. I like that song. It was a good song. It is 805. And the number to reach me is 347-633-9376. And if you want to get one of my dynamic books, go to www.dsmpublications.net. That's where you'll find my books. And next week, we're going to play 20 minutes of the soundtrack. That's for my new books. We got soundtracks now, like movies have soundtracks, to the book To Have a Friend is the first one being released on the 30th, which is my daughter's birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, baby! And she's a jewel. So anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, write me at dons.mcclure. Actually, it's Don's S. I forget what the heck it is. Use McClure.net at yahoo.com. That's the easiest one, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, you can reach me. I get a lot of emails from people telling me how much they like the show. And I am so pleased to have 35,000 people listening to me. I mean, I appreciate it. I really do. I might clown a lot, but I really appreciate the fact that people enjoy my show. And I'm enjoying my show. We're going to speed it up for a minute. We want you to think about your moral compass and your judgment on when you're making decisions. And again, I told you, it has a lot to do with our multicultural world that we live in today. And it's got a lot to do with our conscience and our society and our ultimate destiny. It definitely will depend on how you take your moral compass, how seriously you take the moral compass, and what you do with it. Let's listen to Selena Gomez. She's talking about, she loves her man like a love song, baby. And I like when she says that. I love you like a love song, baby. And you might hear me in the background. A lot of people hire me to sing in the background. My producer like Don. I'm telling you, for real. I sang on this song. You're going to hear me in the background. Just listen real close.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love.
And I'm
part that I did in the studio. When I love you like a love. I like that song. Love song, baby. Baby. I like that. I've always liked that track. And her moral compass tells her she loves him like a love song. And she says a lot of them been written, and she's going to add another one because she loves her man. So her moral compass says, repeat, peep, 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 peep. I like that song. When I first heard that, that was a while ago. And everybody was playing little Selena Gomez. I mean, I like her music. Everybody has a lifestyle they want to live. Excuse me. And everybody wants to do the different things they want to do. But she's telling her man, think about that. I love you like a love song. And she's going to keep saying, repeat, peep, 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 peep. So the next time you get your boyfriend with you or your husband, or like when I dance with my yellow mop, you whisper in their ear, I love you like I love a love song. I love you, Mr. McClure. I love you so much. Oh, man, I am having a ball. You can reach me at 347-633-9376. My blue lights are lit up on my board. That means a lot of people are listening to me, and that is a great thing. I hope they have a drink after they listen to me. They may need it. Oh, man. Let's take a quick PSA. When I come back, we've got 15 more minutes into the show, and I am having a ball, man. I mean, I really like the fact that you guys are listening to me tonight. And I was thinking about going out, but I don't think I'll go out tonight. But next week, I am going out. And like I said, next week is my daughter's birthday. So happy birthday, boo-boo. God, did I call her boo-boo? Ugh.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And tell them I sent you, and tell them, yes, you heard Denzel Washington on the Don S. McClure Show. He's their spokesperson. So it gives new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? I like when he says that. We're going to play a track by a young lady that does neo soul and jazz. She is from far, far away Norway. She's a Norwegian. And she wrote a track called Based on a Thousand True Stories. And she's really measuring her moral compass. And I like this girl. Her name is Salije. S-I-L-I-J-E. See, I got it right. Negard. N-E-R-G-A-A-R-D. And I love the way she sings. I love jazz anyway. I love jazz singers. I love singers anyway. I love the world. I love even the little Teletubbies and the Smurfs. And okay, all right.
Dim our carefree days to night, and would guide us, she said, that we would fear nothing. But now I see the flawless heart, whose only wish is to be right, feels how it's beaten for nothing. All the signs, I'm made myself believe I hadn't seen or what hurt us instead. There was no way of knowing. I wrote a play to fit the scene. Put our love and names up there in life. The gap went on growing.
Now, that was a sweetie, beady song. That's the kind of song you walk on the lakefront or the river or in the park, and you holding hands and you look at each other and say, oh, my baby. And you just feel so in love based on 1,000 true stories. I like that song. I like music like that. That's so relaxing. Your glass of wine, you're sitting back, and you say, oh, man, so in love. Woo! I'm telling you. That's a heck of a feeling. I would say the other word, but I can't curse on the radio. That's a heck. Okay, I started to say it, but I know my priests will get me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to confession Sunday. I'm going to tell him all the stuff I did the last 2 weeks. He's going to say, Doc, just get out. Say 30 Hail Marys full of grace and just get out. Oh, man, I'm enjoying myself. It is 8:19, and that was a beautiful song for you to stop and think about your moral compass. You look up, you see the stars in the sky and the moon, and the breeze is warm, and, man, that just makes you just go. Actually, I like to fly kites at night, so I can imagine these kites with the red ribbons on them, and I tie just a little bit of sparkling jewels at the end. And they just be flying in the sky, and I'm so happy and at peace with the world. Oh, man, that's so sweetie beady. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. I'm going to play a track that we played last week. It's called Stay. And, yes, I'm telling you, I'm the unknown temptation, and I'm singing with them in this. So I don't care what nobody say. Just keep looking for me on that picture, and you'll find me.
Just to feel your body, your sensual desire. in the world. You will forever be my girl.
Eddie Kendrick, not whoever the lead was. That was me. Stay, yay, yay. I told you I can sing. I don't care what y'all say. I can sing. I can sing. Not sing, but sing. Listen, I've had a great time with you guys. I have enjoyed my hour and a half. And I really want you to think about your moral compass. I said conscience. Ain't that nothing? Anyway, your moral compass. And think about the decisions that you make, because your moral compass is the ultimate destiny. It will help you really get to wherever the heck it is you want to go. You want to be a great writer or whatever, hey, just keep doing it. I've had a ball. It's been great. I have enjoyed myself for this hour and a half. I got to play this last track. And yes, I think the women are the greatest thing in the world, because we couldn't be here without you ladies. And I'm telling you, hold that hand and kiss him on the forehead and just kiss him on the cheek. Say, baby, 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 I love you. But listen, I got to go. And you ladies, you know what? You do a great job taking care of the kids, taking care of the family, doing what you got to do. And we respect you. Believe it or not, we really respect you. So I'm out of here. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And my last track is my girl. Donna Summer, she works hard for the money, because you ladies work hard, and I know you do. Good night.